Today we have the privilege of studying Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Kaf Gimel, the 23rd chapter of 2 Chronicles. This chapter is the narrative of the revolt in Yehuda, which takes power away from Ataliyahu, who has usurped power. Ataliyahu, as we saw yesterday, is the queen mother, the mother of Ahaziyahu, who took power upon Ahaziyahu's death. She is actually a descendant of the house of Ahav, and in that sense, she is the last descendant of the house of Ahav who is reigning over any Jewish kingdom, because the house of Ahav is still, while the house of Ahav has been extirpated from the kingdom of Israel, she is still ruling over Yehuda. And so power is taken away from her, and is transferred to the legitimate king of Yehuda, to King Yehoash. It's a dramatic and beautiful story. Yehoash, the young child who is hidden by the high priest and his wife, or by the wife of the high priest and the high priest. It's Yehoshavat, the wife of the high priest, who takes the leading role in the saving of Yehoash. And Yehoash is now going to be appointed as king and fulfill his legitimate destiny. That is accomplished by Yehoyada, the high priest, whereas his wife, Yehoshavat, takes the leading role in saving Yehoash. It's Yehoyada, the high priest himself, who takes the leading role in making Yehoash the king. Now, this narrative is also found in Melachim. What's interesting in Divrei Hayamim is two points. One, the role of the Leviim in ensuring the rise to power of Yehoash, which is not mentioned in Melachim, and two, the role of musical instruments in ensuring his rise to power, also not mentioned in Melachim. These are two important themes in Divrei Hayamim: the importance of the musical instruments, the importance of the Leviim. All these two ideas are connected, and they are attributed to David HaMelech. And I think they have to be seen as part of Divrei Hayamim's general attitude that we have a great deal of obligation to show gratitude to God, that gratitude is associated with the promise to David HaMelech. Because of the promise to David HaMelech, we have to be grateful to God. And that gratitude is expressed through song. And the song is the role of the Levi. And so those two ideas are central to Divrei Hayamim, and they are very important in the reformulation of this chapter from Melachim to Divrei Hayamim. Let's see what role they play, and let's see what the larger narrative which surrounds us is. Perek Kaf Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Uvashana ha-shvi'it hitchazek Yehoyada v'yikach et tzarei ha-me'ot la'azayahu ben Yerocham uli'ishmael ben Yehochanan v'la'azayahu ben Oved v'et Maaseyahu ben Adayahu ואת אלישפט בן זכרי אמו וברית. In the seventh year after Ataliah took power, in other words, the seventh year after Ahaziyahu was killed, Yehoyada, the high priest, took strength. He gathered the army leaders, and it lists several of the army leaders. He gathered them together to come in a covenant with him, a covenant, clearly a secret covenant, a covenant to rebel. What do? They gather strength. Pasuk bet, vayasobu biYehuda, vayikbitzu et halevi'im mikol arei Yehuda v'rashei ha'avot liYisrael, vayavohu el Yerushalayim. They went around in Yehuda. They gathered Levites from all the cities of Judah, as well as leaders of the families of Israel. They came to Jerusalem. What did Yehoyada do once he gathered everyone in Jerusalem? Vayichrot kol ha-kahal brit b'vet ha-elokim im ha-melech vayomer lahem hinei ben ha-melech imloch ka'asher diber Hashem al b'nei David. All of the community who had gathered made a covenant in the house of God together with this king, in other words, this new, very young king, Yehoash. And Yehoyada said to them, this son of the king will rule as God has commanded about the sons of David. So this is the anointment of Yehoash is directly connected to the covenant that God made with David, and that's perhaps for that reason that it's important that this be established by means of the Leviim. And he gives very detailed instructions to the Levi'im where each of the Levi'im should stand in mounting this revolt, mounting this public ceremony and of acknowledging King Yoash, which is a revolt against the Ataliyahu's power. And he arranges the Levites at the different gates of the Beit HaMikdash. Pasuk Vav, V'ayavo Beit Hashem ki'im ha-Kohanim v'ha-Meshartim l'Levi'im, Hema yavo ki-Kodesh Hema, v'chol ha'am yishmeru mishmeret Hashem. Let no one come into the house of the Lord except the priests and those who are serving among the Levites. They can come in, for they have become sanctified. But all of the people must guard that which is guarded by God. In other words, all the people must remain outside the Beit HaMikdash. The idea of the establishing of boundaries, the Beit HaMikdash is a holy space. People cannot enter all parts of it. The Levi'im don't only guard the Beit HaMikdash, however. If you look at Pasuk Zayin, V'hikifu ha-Levi'im et ha-Melech Saviv, ish v'chelav bi'ado, ve'abayel ha-bayit yumat. They shall Levites shall surround the king all around, each man with his weapons in his hand, and anyone who comes into the house to threaten the king should be killed. And I'm adding the words to threaten the king. Literally, it's anyone who comes into the house should be killed. And be with the king when he enters the house and when he leaves the house. They accept Yehoyada's leadership. Pasuk Chet, Vayasu halvi'im v'chol Yehuda, k'chol asher tziva Yehoyada ha-Kohen. The Levi'im and all of Judah do as Yehoyada the priest commanded. Vayikhu ish et anashav ba'esh ha-Shabbat, im yotze ha-Shabbat, ki lo fatar Yehoyada ha-Kohen et ha-Machlakot. Each man, each of the Levite leaders, takes their men, those who arrive for the new week, and those who left for the previous week, for Yehoyada the Kohen had not let the divisions of the Levi'im and Kohanim leave. In other words, here we have a record of the practice of Kohanim coming week by week, different group of Kohanim coming each week, and we're told Yehoyada had not let them go. Yehoyada said, stay, we need all the Kohanim we can get for the purposes of this revolt. To these officers of the army who are with him, Yehoyada then gave various weapons which he found in the temple, and he established guards all around. And at that point, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayotziu et ben hamelech, Vayitnu alav et hanezer ve'et ha'idut, Vayamlichu oto, Vayamimshachuhu Yehoyada uvanav, Vayamru yichi hamelech. They took out the son of the king, they placed upon him the crown, here called the Nezer, as well as the Edut, the witness. And what exactly the Nezer and the Edut are is very unclear, but it's some sort of crown as well as some sort of testimonial object. By doing this, they made him king, they anointed him. Who are the anointers? Yehoyada and his sons anointed the king. And they all cry out, let long live the king, Yechi HaMelech. Vatishma Ataliyahu et kol ha'am haratzim v'hamelalim et ha'melech v'atavo el ha'am beit Hashem. Ataliyahu heard the voice of the people and of the guards who were praising the king. She came to the people in the house of the Lord. Vatere v'hine ha'melech omeid al amudo b'mavo. והשרים והחצוצרות על המלך וכל עם הארץ שמח ותוקע בחצוצרות והמשוררים בכלי השיר ומודיעים להלל ותקרא תליהו את בגדיה ותאמר קשר קשר. When she saw, and behold, the king is standing on his pillar in the entrance to the Beit HaMikdash, and the officers and the trumpets are with the king, and all of the landed people, those people, Am Ha'aretz, the people who own land, are happy and are blowing trumpets, and the Levitical singers, or the singers literally here, but first Levitical singers, are singing with musical instruments and announcing that people should give praise. when Ataliyahu sees there is great popular support for the revolt and for the reign of Yoash, she tore her clothes and she declared, Kesher Kasher. This is a cabal, a revolt, a secret arrangement to deprive me of power. Pasuk Yudalad Vayotse Yehoyada HaKohen Etzarei HaMeot Pekudei HaChayel Vayomer Aleihem Hotzi'uha El Mibet HaSderot Ve'aba Acharei HaYumat Becharev Ki Amar HaKohen Lot Mituha Beit HaShem. Yehoyada HaKohen took out these officers, the leaders of hundreds, the captains of hundreds, who were officers over the army. He told them, take her out from the house towards the outer areas, the sterot, the rows that are outside the house. Anyone who comes after her, who shows support for her, should be killed by the sword. Let her not be killed. The Kohen said, let her not be killed in the house of the Lord. Vayasimu leyadayim, vatavo el mevo shar hasusim beit hamelech vayimitu hasham. They placed hands upon her. She came to the gate of the horses towards the house of the king. In other words, the gate of the horses is one of the gates of the house of the king, and there she was killed. Thus we conclude the first part of the chapter, the role of the Levites, the role of the trumpets, and the role in showing popular support for Yoash, which leads to Ataliyahu's despair. But it's not enough to destroy Ataliyahu. There's also the symbolism of Ataliyahu. Ataliyahu was a supporter of idolatry as a descendant of the house of Ahav. That too must be addressed. In Pasuk Tet Zayin, we find the beginning of the addressing of the remnants of Ataliyahu's rule. Vayichrot Yehoyada brit beno ven kol ha'am uven ha'melech liyot le'am la'shem. Yehoyada made a covenant between himself and all the people, as well as between the king, in that the people will be a nation belonging to God. In other words, it's a tripartite covenant. Yehoyada, the priest, as the author of the covenant, but he is making a covenant with both the people and the king, that the people will dedicate themselves to God. The practical effect of this covenant is the destruction and extirpation of Baal worship in Pasuk Yud Zayin, and here some of the imagery which we find in Sefer Melachim regarding the extirpation of Baal worship by Yehu is here transferred to Yehoyada, and Yehoyada is credited with some of that extirpation of Baal worship. Along with the extirpation of Baal worship, we find in Pasuk Yud Chet the establishment of the re-establishment of the Levitical singing in the Beit HaMikdash, which is a central part of the proper order of things in the view of Divrei Hayamim. Pasuk 18, Yud Chet. Vayasem Yehoyada pekudot Beit Hashem biyad hakohanim halvi'im asher chalak David al Beit Hashem leha'alot olot Hashem kakatuv betorat Moshe besimcha uveshir al yedei David. I want to translate this pasuk in adding slightly to the literal meaning of the pasuk in order to, I think, give its full meaning. Yehoyada placed orders in the house of the Lord in the hands of the Kohanim and of the Levi'im, which David had placed upon the house of God. And now we first find the role of the Kohanim to make offerings to God, make the offerings of God, as it is written in the Torah of Moshe. Second of all, the job of the Levi'im, who were appointed by David, to rejoice and sing, as was appointed by David. The Kohanim to make offerings is appointed as Moshe commanded, the Levi'im to sing as David commanded. The connection between the role of the Levi'im in singing and the role of the Kohanim in making offerings is emphasized repeatedly in Divrei Hayamim, and this serves to strengthen the idea that the Levi'im have a very important role. It's almost as important as the role of the Kohanim in establishing the proper order. Not only does the house of God need to have sacrifice, it also needs to have singing. Israel needs to show its gratitude and its thanksgiving to God verbally. And here, the Levi'im, as we saw, played a central role in restoring Yehoash and restoring the kingship of the house of David.